Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Queensland Health says they're taking a strategic response to ensure 70,000 babies and children receive the RSV immunisation. It comes after AMA Queensland revealed the only approved vaccination, nirsevimab, is in very limited supply, just days after the state's free immunisation program began. Hospitals have the first round of the product, but GPs will need to place orders when the program becomes available to other children at the end of April. Nearly 11,000 RSV cases have been recorded across Queensland so far this year, with 77 in the Townsville HHS in the last week. James Cook University is reviewing historical payments made to staff. The second oldest uni in the state, based here in Townsville, has self-reported to the Fair Work Ombudsman due to concerns around previous payments made to casual employees. Vice-Chancellor Professor Simon Briggs' focus is firmly on ensuring casual staff members are being paid correctly and the rectification of any past issues. The review is in its initial stages. North Queensland farmers are being encouraged to voice their concerns about the price of products at the checkout. The Supermarket Pricing Select Committee's second round of submissions closes tomorrow. Committee Chair Tom Smith says it's an opportunity to have your say, and it can be done anonymously.
These submissions and the hearings before the committee can be made confidential so that our farmers know that they have the confidence to be able to come forward and let us know what it is that these big supermarkets are doing to them. Because when it's impacting them, it's impacting their business and it's impacting families right across the region.
Budget airline Bonza has confirmed they've had to cancel some flights between Townsville and the Gold Coast between now and the end of the month. A spokesperson says 7 flights have been impacted due to operational requirements after their lease agreement with Nauru Airlines was terminated. They've issued an apology to those impacted, but have highlighted that Bonza continues to be one of the most reliable airlines for on-time arrivals in Australia.